Justin Brayton, good start tonight, and coming back from an injury, talk about it.
Yeah, it was a great start. That's what I wanted to do. The track was really tough to pass on, but yeah, just wasn't really that prepared. You know, I've been off for a while, obviously, and no excuses, but just haven't rode a lot. You know, I rode a couple times this week, and that was it. So, yep. The past month. So it was good. I just wanted to be here racing. If I can ride, you know, I want to be at the races, and you know, I got better tonight. I feel like my fitness got a little bit better on the bike, and going to Vegas, or you know, this week I'm going back to California, so get some good riding in, and come out in Vegas and do better, and then just keep building for Hangtown.
Did you get, like, was it fitness? Was your arms pumped up? Combination of both?
No arm pump, and I feel like my fitness is pretty good, but honestly, like, my back is what I hurt,
yep.
And standing and sitting a lot was real tender on it, and it's pretty sore, but yeah, no arm pump or nothing like that, just pretty sore and a little bit of little winded too towards the end.
Yeah. What'd you do to your back, or as much as you want to tell us, is it something that's going to hurt you for outdoors? Are you fighting through it?
I don't know. That's why I'm here. I sprained 4 vertebrae. That's all I did. The way they explained it to me was, I have it's like a badly sprained ankle, but it's your back. So I had 3 vertebrae in my lower back that were basically stuck, is what they said, and just had to free those up. But nothing they said I can make worse. It's just going to be sore, mm-hmm. like it is right now,
yeah.
And just keep pushing through it. And I don't think it's going to hold me back for Hangtown.
Mm-hmm. Track was a little outdoors-ish, maybe in the corners.
Yeah, it was. It got kind of rough actually towards the end, and some of the turns there was really nothing to turn on. Like there wasn't a good rut or good ruts to turn on. Yeah, it was pretty outdoorsy. The whoops were pretty gnarly, which I enjoyed those. Those were fun.
Yeah, Reed made a comment about them, but
you're talking to my. This is my guy interview. You've had your guy, so let me have my guy.
Timmy's gone. I got to get a new guy.
Oh, great.
Reed was voices displeasure with those whoops in a heat race. What'd you think about them? They were space weird.
Yeah, they were super space weird. I saw somebody's comment that he said the guy took a smoke break or something in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was almost like 2 separate whoops, and if you could get over that gap in the middle, then you were fine. But, yeah, I don't know what they were thinking there. It kind of got pretty one line because through the middle was fairly easy, and anywhere else was pretty difficult. But, yeah, I don't really know what they were thinking there. They were really tough in practice.
Yeah. Any thoughts of skipping Vegas and getting ready for Hangtown?
No, I don't think so. I think, honestly, I'm better now than I was 2 hours ago before you know the race started, and that's what I want to do is build. If I'm, like I said, if I was in North Carolina, I'd be riding anyways, and my back would probably be sore. So what the doctors have told me, I can't make it any worse. It's just gonna be sore, and you know, like, it's gonna probably feel 50% better in Vegas, and hopefully be 100% for Hangtown.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.